Oh, good morning. Welcome to September. It's our first September show, The Gunsmith, right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.
It is. I forgot last weekend was the last weekend of August.
Was the last day of August when we last met, and here we are in September.
I don't have an update as to how many days it is till deer season, but
I can
tell you it's only 9 days till small game season starts.
There you go.
So we're excited about that. It is The Gunsmith Show, though, here on US 103, and what a better opportunity than this, you know, nice, cooler, brisk air coming in. It feels good.
Yeah.
9 days till small game season opener. And it's choose your weapon season is what it is right now. And this time of year, I always get my 22s out.
Yeah.
So
we're going to talk 22s in the Gunsmiths today. And this first segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
It is. And Jeremy wants you to know that he also wants you to take out kids shooting this weekend. Take them out and teach them how to shoot. Teach them how to defend themselves. And stay active, you know. Don't curl up and watch a video game. Get outside and enjoy this beautiful Michigan weather. You know, Michigan's all about weather changing. This week we even had northern lights come in real good. You know, just a beautiful time to be in Michigan. Deer are abundant. They're all over the place. No matter what you do outside right now, you're going to run into wildlife.
I've seen turkey all over the place lately.
It's a good year for turkeys. It really is. And two-legged turkeys. I think turkeys are all two-legged. But we used to call it two-legged turkey hunting when we were doing neighborhood watch. We were looking for those turkeys that were trying to break into houses, you know.
Oh.
But that's the inner city turkeys. Big difference between that and country turkeys.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Big difference. Feathers.
With feathers. There you go. Turkeys with feathers. There we go. So interesting week. I got to spend some really good time talking to Jeremy at Reliable, and he's got that same thought, take a kid shooting. So if you want to find out more about Reliable Enterprises, you can do it right at my website, thegss.com. Link to him, you go right to ReliableExteriorPro.com, which is his website. Just an outstanding builder, licensed, insured, brilliant, and the kind of guy you'll trust to do the work for you. And you can get a hold of him at 810-429-6957. Tell him you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show. That might help a little bit. You never know. You just never know. But and thank him for sponsoring the show, because without our sponsors, we wouldn't be on the air. So, again, you can find him right at the website, thegss.com. Today, 22 long rifles. Why is it so doggone popular? You know, it's a dirty round. It's, you know, not tremendously powerful, but it's got this. We were talking about turkeys with feathers. Well, it's got a feather conception here too. You know why? Because it's cheap, cheap, cheap. It's like a little bird. It's cheap, 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 cheap to shoot.
Cheap, very affordable.
Cheap to buy.
Yeah,
yeah. They're not
expensive.
Nothing's terribly cheap anymore. But you know, used to be you could pull the trigger for a penny.
Mm.
Now you're pulling the trigger for about a nickel to a dime. So it's changed a little bit. Between that nickel per shot and a dime per shot, you're in the price range of pretty decent ammo. And that's an important choice with a 22 long rifle. Because with 22 long rifle, it is the dirtiest round we can fire. Okay, you know, it's actually, sometimes it's more fun to shoot air rifles because you don't get as dirty. With, you know, air-powered, you know, pellet guns, exactly. 22s are dirty. They are inherently dirty. And depending on how good the ammo is, how dirty you get. You want to remember, and sometimes shooting 22s, I actually wear rubber gloves because they get so much soot on my hands. Because I'm going through hundreds of rounds, but it's much dirtier than shooting like a 9mm or a 38 Special. Depending on the powder you use, but most of the time you are experiencing a lot of soot. And I was even using a suppressor this week. And when I get done, I take the suppressor off the gun and I tap it and get some of the soot out of my. It's just the type of powder they use. It depends on what ammo you use. It's dirty. It's like coal fired smoke. You know what I mean? It's not clean. And the guns get dirty. They get so dirty that a lot of times I bring a can.
Why?
It's because the mechanism, when you pull the trigger, it's a blowback mechanism so that the mechanism's automatically coming back while the smoke is still in the chamber. And the
why don't they change that?
Well, it's not as bad if you're using a bolt action, but in a semi-auto, which most of my 22s are semi-autos, in a semi-auto, the amount of debris that ends up in your face is kind of high.
But why?
Because the power to blow the action back to make the next shell go in, the dirt comes out of the action while you're firing it. So it ends up, you end up getting debris and soot, and
so
your fingers get black.
Let's say you got a 223.
Yes. 223s are not real clean either, but they're it's a little
so
different.
It has to do with this because it's such a small caliber.
With a 223, it's very similar because you have it's gas driven. The bullet goes down the barrel and way down right underneath the sight, there's a hole in the barrel, in the front sight. That hole in the barrel goes up and it goes into a gas tube, pushes the gas back and makes the
ejects the shell.
Ejects makes the shell eject, and so does the power from the load. But it gets pushed by the gases, and it throws a lot of that dirt in your face. So when you're using a...
But the thing I don't understand, and I apologize.
No, you're fine. This is great.
But the thing I don't understand is, if they can overcome that with other rounds, why don't they do it for this one?
Well, it's the semi-automatics is where you get the dirt.
So it's all semi-autos?
Almost all semi-autos are
Dirtier than
bolt actions and such. But you're also able to fire faster. You're able to fire... between rounds, you don't have to do anything. All you got to do is keep the gun pointed and keep pulling
the
trigger.
So it's not the semi. It's not the 22 per se. It's the semi-auto action.
No, the 22s are just dirty. Okay. They are dirty.
I don't get it.
It's the type of powder they use because it's all these. I mean, there's hundreds of different 22.
Sure.
We don't reload 22s. It's a rimfire cartridge, and I'll discuss that later. But the type of powder they use is. It's just a dirty powder. And some of the gunpowders I use for loading like 38 specials, like Green Dot powder, dirty. Mm. I mean, you look down the barrel when you get done and there's chunks of powder still in the barrel.
Do they cut it with like coal?
Probably. I don't know. It's one of the old ones. It's an old Hercules powder from back in the day, or Alliant, which is Hercules now.
Uh-huh.
Or Alliant is Hercules, the old Hercules.
Okay.
And it's just some powders I don't like. Now, Green Dot, Red Dot, Blue Dot. This is not a Dr. Seuss novel. Blue Dot's one of my favorite ones, but it's a hot burning magnum powder. Green Dot is what I used to load 38 specials with.
Okay.
And
if you get it from Acme, what kind is it?
Oh, that's kind of what you'd get from Acme. You'd be a coyote with a black face. You know what I mean? All you see is the eyeballs and the teeth.
That's what I wondered.
So, yeah. So, very similar, yeah, to
big barrel of Acme powder.
Looney Tunes. but 22s, I mean, they're not, if you spend more money, you get better quality, better, you know, but if you're buying the cheapest.
Generally.
If you go into the store and you buy the cheapest 22s you can get, chances are you're going to get dirty. Okay.
Right.
They're going to work most of the time.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'll get a failure.
Yeah.
I shot about 250 rounds yesterday and had 4 failures. So, sometimes it's the action that causes the failure. Sometimes it's the shell just, you know, they get dirty. So by the time I got home, I had 3 rifles, upside down cleaning the actions with gun scrubber. And those guns are meticulous. You take them apart, sometimes you don't get them back together. Uh-huh. So I try to clean them as best I can without totally disassembling them. And some of the old guns, like the old Remington Nylon 66s from back when we were kids, those guns are a bear to take apart and put back together. It's tedious.
I usually always have like a spring left over or something if I take.
That's what you worry about.
Yeah.
And one time we did that with a AR-15, and when we got done, it shot really fast.
Oh.
And that wasn't a good thing. It was like, wait a second, what did I forget?
Something in the trigger.
It went back in and had to put that spring back in. Didn't even realize it had happened.
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff happens. So, but 22s, you know, it's a lot of fun, though. That's what it's all about. It's extremely useful cartridge. The 22 long rifle, it's got, you know, I can't say it's cheap anymore, but it is a fair price. Fun. That's what it's all about. I shot 3 rifles this week. Like I said, they were all 3 semi-autos. 2 had scopes, 1 didn't. I got them all zeroed right in, got them all working good. And by the time I got done, I had all three at 75 feet doing 10 shot groups in the size of a dime. So
it was pretty tight.
Working good.
You know, tight.
Like, yeah, exactly. Tuco tight. But important to me, it was getting that trigger time, because that's what you got to get, that muscle memory. You know, you go through life and you're like, I'll get to it. You know, I'll get to the range. And you find yourself, you go to the range and you shoot for 15, 20 minutes. And it's like, all right, that's enough, you know. But no, I sat down. I actually got comfortable. I had the range to myself out at Flushing Rifle and Pistol Club, sitting in the chair, comfortable, a good sandbag, had the rifle set right there, just 75 feet indoors, and just plink, 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 just having fun, and felt good. You know, it's like, you're going to die, squirrel. You're going to die. You know, so I had
I'm happy.
And having that trigonometry time is very important to me.
Sure.
Johnny needs his trigger time.
Yep.
It can't all be scenario training. There's got to be some real life training.
Right.
And I always wanted my 22s to be accurate enough so that if I see a squirrel, I can shoot him in the head if I want to. Because I used to get my butt chewed all the time by my brothers and my dad for shooting squirrels in the body. Because there's not that much meat on them.
Oh, they're tiny.
So, yeah, they're, you know, and I mean, we'd go for big squirrels. We wouldn't shoot the little ones.
Yeah.
But when I first started hunting, I was hunting with a 410, and it's a shotgun. So
sure.
You have to shoot them near the nose so that you kill them quickly and you don't put all those BBs in the body.
Yeah.
No, I literally hate spitting out BBs. So when you're eating, you know, and you put two or three squirrel in the slow cooker and you get them cooking good, you make like a good squirrel stew, you know, and it's just like thigh meat from a chicken. It's good.
Uh-huh.
But it's no fat. There's almost no fat unless you get closer to winter time.
They're packing it on.
These September squirrels are healthy. They are, you know, tree rats, you know. We got to bring the tree rat population down. They can't all be killed with vehicles. Some of them need to be shot in the woods. So there's lots of them. So get your practice time in. Get those 22s out. We're going to talk 22s for the whole show today. Thank you to all my sponsors for the gun raffle. We're doing a drawing tomorrow afternoon at Williams Gun Site.
Yeah.
I think it's, what is it, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
And excited about that. So hang on tight. We got a lot more to talk about today on the Gunsmith Show.
It's the Gunsmiths here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.